You are now tuned in, the sheriff says.
What's up?
And that's what's up. Just sit back, relax. I got the show for you.
Yes, I do.
All right, here we go.
And this show is a doozy for you. That's what it is. That's what it be like. That's what it do. Well, I got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Been a little while. You know, I've been trying to get a lot of things done, so you guys are going to have to excuse me while I kind of take a hiatus here and there. I got a lot going on. I got a lot going on. You know what I'm saying? Got a lot of stuff happening, a lot of stuff in the works. So, like I said, you're just going to have to bear with me if I don't make a podcast for a week or two. So, with all that said, you know, also, before we jump into this, I just want to let you know there's a bunch of new songs on PsychicSoldiers.com. There's at the very, very end of the playlist, there's some metal and rock tracks that I've been uploading. So, for all you fans that are here from the beginning back in like 2003, 2005-ish, that's a lot of those are back online again, and I probably mentioned this in the last podcast, but like I said, it's been a while since I've done one of these, and so I just wanted to re-brief you guys that there are new songs, there are some little Easter egg songs, you gotta kind of look through the playlist and see what's new, and I know there's like 150 tracks uploaded. Yes, I have uploaded 150 tracks so far, but yeah, I just wanted you guys to know that there's some new stuff in the works, and yeah, so go check those out. Let's go ahead and get this started off on the right foot, because people are getting this started off on the wrong foot, so I just wanted to throw my foot on out there and jam the door before it gets shut in my face. People are calling me a sensation, and they, you know, the last person they called a mouthpiece, you know, like a sensational mouthpiece, basically, was Alex Jones. Look what happened to him. He got deplatformed. So, yeah, I don't know. It's just crazy. But, you know, my Twitter account's been reinstated, and I let the dogs out on that. And it's just been one thing after another. And I got mad at, like, having to see all these political posts now. It's sickening. Like, I mean, I don't know. It's like all anybody wants to talk about now is politics. And don't get me wrong, like, I don't mind talking about politics, but having to see it all the time from people that are just obsessed with it. Like, they're obsessed with politics right now the way I was obsessed with the Las Vegas shooting. And if you guys have been a fan since the Las Vegas shooting, you know what I'm talking about with that. I went a little overboard on it. You know what I mean? It became my life. It became my world. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Like I said, I don't mind seeing it and stuff, but when it's from people who don't know what they're talking about, it kind of just, I don't know, I'm burned out on it, you know what I'm saying? The coverage for it has been a little weird, so I don't know. A lot of people are saying a bunch of weird stuff, but we're going to get into that a little bit later. So yeah, so the second person that was really kind of deplatformed was Craig Britton, and I don't know how his little election went, but we haven't heard much from him lately. At least I haven't. I mean, I don't know. He just kind of I don't know. I don't want to get into that. I don't know what he's doing. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how he's doing. I don't know what he's doing. I hope he's doing all right. You know, that's my boy and all, but I don't know. It's just been a little crazy. So, I mean, but I was the first to be permabanned, along with Craig. Craig, he was kind of second, but, like, he kind of hit a bump in the road here and there. And, like, I don't know, they tried to permaban me, and they kept banning me and suspending me and this and that, and permanent suspension. But, I mean, Craig really, like, he really is suspended from Twitter, and, like, they banned anybody who was working with him from Twitter. And I don't know, it's just, but like Alex Jones got completely banned. And like, I don't want that to happen to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, they can't possibly. They can try, but I keep coming back. You know, I don't let that end there. I just keep coming back, you know what I'm saying? You know, and I respect the fact that, like, I still have an account. Like, you know, I appreciate that, you know, to the powers that be. But, like, I mean, at the same time, it doesn't matter because I've got Korv. So what's Korv, you're saying? What is Korv? Korv is, like, Instagram and Twitter and all that, like, combined into one platform. CORRIV.com. And so, like, you know, I've been kind of developing it here and there and you know, trying to work with the original developer of the platform. But, like, the website is mine. You know what I'm saying? Korv is mine. So, I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's been, I don't know. It's been crazy. But see, like, the people that are calling me a sensation, like, they're recycling the news. Like, they're not really speaking on things that haven't already been said, for the most part. And now they do have little nuggets here and there, you know, that they do, you know, say. But a lot of it is hit pieces, you know? Like, what's a hit piece, you're saying, you know? But it's like, a hit piece is like, where it's, I don't know, there's a lot of different types of hit pieces, you know what I'm saying? But, like, in this sense here, like, they post stuff that's like, oh, look at this! But at the same time, I'm gonna sell you all that! You know what I'm saying? And like, they do it, like, a lot. Like, I was watching, what is it, the Young Turks, you know, and they were kind of talking about it, and they didn't call it a hit piece, but they're kind of shaming people. Not really, you know what I mean? But, like, in a sense, they're kind of shaming people that are, like, they're doing that, you know? Like, they're pushing all these products. Like, Alex Jones pushes all these products. You know, and I guess they're his sponsors or whatever, but, I mean, he pushes a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like that's kind of why I stopped watching him. He's like, it was a little overboard with all the products and stuff, and it's like, dude. And, like, I get what he's saying. He's saying a lot of things, you know, and he's putting a lot of information out there. And I respect the man for his work, just like I respect Rush Limbaugh back in the day and still to this day. And God bless him and his family and what he's going through with his sickness, you know. And, but, like, honestly, this is kind of just, you know, all news aside, like, I was always a fan of Rush Limbaugh back in the day. Like, he was the big, I guess, the Alex Jones of his time, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, God forbid anything happened to him, you know, but I mean, like, I kind of, like, took cues from all these guys and, like, went all, excuse my language, balls out. You know, I was balls out. I've been balls out with my news reporting and podcasts or whatever you want to call this. You know, it's just, it is, like, to an extent, it is entertainment, but, like, a lot of the times it's my critique of the news. It's how I feel about what I see in the world that's going on. It's not necessarily just the news. It's like, aha, I see what you're doing. I don't agree with it. So this is what I've got to say about it. You know, that's just kind of what I do, you know. Like I said, this was just all news aside, you know. But, yeah, so, I mean, you know, they kind of say that they reveal their sources on here, but they really don't. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't reveal my source, but only because, like, I wouldn't want something to happen to my source, or I wouldn't want them to be wrong and, you know, it to fall back on them because I'm reporting it. If I'm wrong, I'll be the first to say, oops, sorry, you know, that wasn't correctly revealed, you know, the sources weren't correct, you know. And like I said, I don't want it to fall back on it because, like, the last podcast that I did, I believe it was, you know, and I was talking about, you know, Maria Athens possibly getting a DUI, and it's still not confirmed, you know. And so, like, I don't want to reveal my source that got it from their source, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, like I said, I'm kind of just wanting to protect some people. So, I just, you know, I don't want to reveal my sources because I'd rather just protect these people because sometimes they are wrong, but the times that they're right, I appreciate that, and I wouldn't want to reveal that so that way they don't, you know, I don't drag them into my mess, so to speak. But they say, oh, well, we reveal all our sources. No, you don't. You don't. You really don't. You know? I mean, like, they can't even report on this fake virus. So, like, how credible are their sources? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm all out there talking about, this is fake, dude. This is fake. It's a scam. And to see people not admit it, that's a little suspect. You know, like they, you know, they're not even talking about it. Why aren't they talking about this? If they're such a credible news source, you know, they're so credible, well, why aren't they talking about credible things like that? And I get it. You know what I'm saying? I get it because it's a lot of the reason I don't want to be on social network right now is because, you know, I don't want to be on these platforms, you know, and I keep kind of deactivating and reactivating. Like, I can't make up my mind about this. I don't know if I want to be on it or not. I kind of have to be on it, you know, and so it's like, you know, it's kind of got me by the balls at this point in time. Because, like, that's where the people are, and if I need the people to see something, like, that's where I have to go. That's where I got to be, you know? And so, you know, it's like people said, I want to be wherever you're at, you know? So, like, if you're on Facebook, you're on Twitter, like, that's where I want to be. You know, so it's, you know. But, you know, they don't want to report on this fake virus. Like, they don't want to talk about it. Like I said, like, I get it. Like, I'm tired of talking about it. I really am. That's, like, that's all, like, that anybody's even talking about anymore. We're talking about the masks, the double masks, now triple masks, until it's a bag over your head mask, you know, and you're suffocating, and they're suffocating you to death. Because that's what they want, apparently. That's what I'm told. It's what's in the memes right now. But I don't know, it's just, and I mean, like, I kind of concur, like I kind of think that that's true. Like, they would rather just, you know, they're not happy until they've got a bag over your head and they're killing you. You know, and it's kind of sad, man. And, you know, it's, jeez. Wow, like, what kind of people are these? You know, what kind of people do that, you know? It's just, it's one thing after another, and next thing you know, yeah. But they don't want to report on these types of things because, in my opinion, they're Freemason trash reporters. They're trash. Now, don't get me wrong. Some of the stuff that they're saying, you know, it's good information. But it's like the whole Q thing, Qanonymous, whatever, QAnon, you know? It's where they put out bits and pieces that are true, but then they buffer it up with things that are really not true, you know? So, yeah, to me, that they're Freemasons. Like, where else are they getting all this day after day after? I mean, like, they're uploading things day after day after day, you know, and they don't really repeat themselves. But they're recycling the news because they're still talking about this Steele dossier, you know? So it's like, isn't that burned in the ground? Like, why are we revisiting that? Like, why does it matter, you know? Like, it was nothing to begin with, so why is it something today? And that's where I kind of, like, y'all lost me on that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, not this again, dude. The whole nothing burgers that Mueller was serving, you know? So it's just, you know, I don't know. You know, they, you know, they even named their little podcast or videocast, whatever it is, after me. You know, and he says it's his name, but that's not his name. You know, they got it from my song Justice. Justice is just us. And, you know, I got that from Craig Britton. He said it to me. And I was like, whoa, that's really good. So I put it in my song. And now maybe they're where it came from. You know, who knows? Who knows? But he says, you know, it's his name. It's not his name. You know, like Sheriff is my nickname, you know, the name Sheriff, you know what I'm saying? But that's a term of endearment, I guess. I don't know how else to tell you all this, but like the whole thing is fake. The fake dossier is the biggest clue. You know, it was fake, just like all this drama is fake. Trump's speeches are all fake. Like, you haven't caught on to all that yet? No, don't get me wrong, it's just like the Qanonymous thing. It's shreds of evidence, you know, put within there, and it's just, I don't know, man. This the presidency is fake. Like, this whole thing is fake, man. I'm tired of it, you know. It, like I said, it was fake, just like all this drama is fake. It's all fake. I'm so over it, it's not even funny, you know. And the reason I say, like, I'm over it is because, like, I don't want to deal with the fake draw. Like, I'm trying to get things done. Like, really real things. reality. I'm trying to get reality accomplished here. I'm trying to do big things. And here comes all this fake drama, you see? Yeah, machine, we're gonna do it with fake drama, you see? Like, golly, like, screw off with it. I'm tired of it, man. I'm tired of all the fakeness and all the distractions. It's like, there's real things that need to get done. There's things that need to be done. You know? And, like, with the way law is right now, it's insanity. This is all insanity. It's the same thing over and over again. And nothing gets done. And they expect different results every time. It's a legitimate definition of insanity. And, I mean, who wouldn't be tired of it? Like I said, it's the same fake agenda every time. And we catch on every time, and we're over it. We're done with this crap. You know? Trump's speeches seem fine until he says miracle vaccination. Like, he publicly denounces violence, but then says they have the miracle vaccine. Meanwhile, what? He's laughing when the cam is turned off? In my opinion, Trump is trolling the world. Why? Like, shouldn't he be the president and be doing a job in his service? Now, keep in mind, like, just look, man, look. We've got this imposter Biden, right? He's supposed to be the president. He's supposed to be doing all this stuff. But when you look into it, he hasn't done diddly squat. Now, keep in mind, I said imposter Biden. This dude is an imposter. There's no real Joe Biden. Like, where is Joe Biden? Where is the real Joe Biden right now? Is he dead? Did they kill him? Did we kill him? Like, what happened? You know what I'm saying? So, you look at the news talking about, oh, you know, he's signing an executive order. You know, like, I'm scratching my head because, God, like, this whole thing is just, it's way out of control. It's controlled chaos, so to speak. And that's what Freemasons do. But, you know, they got this imposter Biden in there. They say that he won. They say it was election fraud. People are saying that there was no election fraud, but there's always election fraud. And so, what, we just have this fake Biden pushing so-called executive orders, but then you look on the federalreporting.gov or whatever it is. I can't even remember the website. I don't care anymore, man. It's just, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, you look on the website for the federal executive orders that have been publicized, and there's no executive orders publicized. It seems to me like Trump is trolling you to death. You know? Whenever it comes to the vaccine, how do we know that people are really in the ER? How do we know they're really in the emergency room? How do we know that anybody has really even taken the vaccine? You know, if Trump was cool, he would have denounced the vaccine. But, like, the last thing he's ever said, as far as I understand, was that there's a miracle vaccine. You know, like, I didn't see his big, you know, shoving off, you know, but I did see Pence's last speech. But I didn't see Trump's, and I didn't see Melania's. But I did watch Pence's. Because before you know it, they took all of the Trump presidency videos down. They're not on the White House YouTube anymore. Let's think about this for a second. Why are they not archived for us to see? Why wasn't the Obama ones archived for us to see? How come we can't see the archive? Where are the archives? Maybe I'm just ignorant and I don't know, and that they're really out there? But where are they at? Why did they just disappear? Like, I wanted to see the whole exit strategy speeches, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, too much for that now. So much for that now, it's gone. You know, like last time I seen, like Trump was promoting a product, a miracle vaccine. It's a paid promotion. Even though it's only about 10 words, it's meticulously placed at the very end of his speech. He spoke on all his wonderful stuff and then pushed that the last second of the podcast or of his video, whatever, his speech. You know, it's an advertisement. It sticks out like a sore thumb. It's kind of odd. Really weird. But anyways, you know, I joined this other social network, Codius. I guess that's how you say it. Codius? I don't know, whatever. But like, as soon as I joined, I get like all these accounts that are spamming me with friend requests. And they're pro-Trump accounts. I'm emailed daily with pro-Trump bios. You look on their updates and it's drama. Will Biden be inaugurated? Is it the final trap? Okay. You know, it's all one big drama act. It's all a show and it's dumb. The whole thing is fake and this is the Matrix. Have you ever seen the movie Bourne Ultimatum? Now, I'm going to talk about this movie with no spoilers necessary. But I mean, it's about government spying. And you're put on a list for using a keyword, you know, that they have flagged. And there's a character that looks like John Podesta, and he's the bad guy. I've always been a fan of the Bourne movies, and I think they're cool. But that one was just like, whoa, wow, oh, okay. All right, are we trying to say something here? And something else I started watching is Lethal Weapon. I really like that show, it's cool. I didn't know what to expect. Because, you know, it's not the original guys, not the original cast, but the movies, I don't know, I haven't seen the movies in a long time, but as far as I understand, like, the show is right on par. You know, it's really cool. I'm almost done with the second season, but I'm pretty impressed with the show, but that's neither here nor there. You know, just since we were on the subject of shows and stuff that I'm watching. But anyways... So, in other news, DC goes dark. You know, they're turning out the lights for some of the monuments. It's been really odd. You know, the White House is supposedly empty while military is deployed to DC. I mean, like, what are they doing? Is there government branded trafficking going on? Are there barcoded individuals here? You know, I don't know. Is this Chinese propaganda? I mean, Chinese news has been promoting QAnon and Trump, so that's weird. You know, and talking about conspiracy threat level red and COVID threat level red. Okay. Well, there's, you know, chemical warfares in schools. You're wondering what I'm talking about? Well, you know, they're spraying all these cleaning chemicals, and supposedly it's supposed to stunt the reproductive systems. That's odd. You know, if it's harmful to the reproductive systems, it really makes you wonder, like, is this really part of the depopulation agenda? Like, I don't know, man. Like, it's something else these days. The things that are going on these days, it's really something else, I'll tell you. And it's one thing after another. It's all this crap. It's just, wow. I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm kind of confused by everything that's going on. I'm not even gonna lie, I'm usually the one with the answers. I got these investigations going on, but it's just to the point where it's messing with my inner peace, man. You know, and I just, you know, I don't want to deal with that. I'm not getting paid to do it. Like, I love being here for you guys and everything, but, I mean, it looks like you guys have got it. You know what I'm saying? You guys are all doing these investigations on your own. You know, and like I said, I kind of got burned out on it with the whole Las Vegas shooting and how it consumed me, and I don't want that to happen again, so I'm over it. I'm over it, you guys, I'm over it. You know? But, it's just kind of funny how they're like, first you need a mask, you know? It's efficient. Now, you know what's even more efficient? Is if you wear two masks. Now, this is stuff that's really on the news, by the way. Oh, and you know what's even more efficient than that? Three masks. three masks is the way to go, you guys. That's what they're saying. I don't advocate this, but that's what they're saying. And then, in the same breath, they're kind of saying, let me shove a swab up your butt for science. What? Nah, I'm good. I just need to stick a finger up your butt for science. You know, you got an enlarged prostate, but how large is it? I don't know. I want to go outside and kick some of y'all right in your prostates. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's too much. The joke's gone a little. Wait, a little. It's gone a little far. A little way too far. A way too far. A little, just a little. It's a little way too far. I don't know, man. At this point, I don't even know. It's not a joke anymore. It's just the government is trolling you. Everybody is trolling everybody these days. It's not acceptable, man. You know, they want to stick a swab up your nose to travel on planes, but the next thing they're going to do is say they want to stick a swab up your butt and travel on a plane. Like that's really going to happen. Yeah, okay. I don't think so. I have no idea, you know, what you think you're going to be able to get away with, but I just don't see it happening. Sorry, guys. It's where you guys have crossed the line with the masks stuff, like, it's too much. It's way too much. It's really, really just too much. And, you know, I don't know how much more people are going to deal with. They're going to put up with. I'm going to just shoot it straight with you, Doc. You're not sticking a swab in my butt to check my fecal matter for COVID. Like, what? You're not sticking a swab of my nose. Like, no, I would never do that. It's not happening, bro. It's not gonna happen. You're crazy. You're just crazy if you think that people are gonna go for that. It's the new thing, you guys. It's the new thing. Yeah, nah, I'm good. Totally good. I'm good on that, bro. We're good. We're good, huh? Good. So, I mean, I've got some more time to do a little bit more podcast, but, I don't know. Honestly, I'm thinking about cutting it short. Because, you know, like I said, this crap is, it's just too much, man. I'm tired of talking about it. I really am. You know, I might even cut it short at the end of the song. Like I said, man, it's just too much. This crap is just too much these days. And I'm not putting up with it. I don't want to deal with it no more. I mean, would you? Do you like seeing what's going on? I don't want to see this. I don't want to, like, who watches the news anymore? Like, why do people even watch the news anymore? I don't get it. And there are so many people doing it still. You know it's a lie. Why are you watching it?